I think we're pretty much ready to go here with this podcast.
What the hell is a podcast?
That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. I'm back. I murder a
rhyme one word at a time. You never. Dead air.
Welcome back to the Title Pending Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Charlie, along with my co-host, Carly. Carly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm incredible, as always. Nothing to complain about. I bought my four-pack of Nooners Mango. I'm ready to party.
We are also here with our wonderful guest. We like to have guests on this podcast. Our wonderful guest, Danielle. Danielle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great.
It's our third attempt recording, first time. Something happened. Danielle sounded like a chipmunk. Next time, she sounded like MF Doom. Now she's back to normal. It's what we like to hear.
It's good to be back. Nice balance.
Today's a weird episode because for the last 2 days, we've been trying to record something. I've had a Jeopardy game planned out and made for the past, I don't know, month, 2 months.
It's been way more than that.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Probably.
But our secondary co-host, Ava, who is back in the country, thankfully, has not been able to record, even though, you know, she may have told us she could, but that's water under the bridge. It's fine. But we still wanted to record something. So we threw together another game, similar vein to Jeopardy, where it is trivia questions. However, I like to call this game, one of these things is not like the other.
Yay!
Woo! Oh, so in this game, we have 10 different categories, right? Those categories being Kanye tweets, drink names, porn categories, politician names, medical conditions, minor league sports teams, animals, video game titles, subreddits, and then headlines consisting of Florida Man. And so what we've done, and by we, I mean me, what I have done is I have taken all of these categories, found three either Kanye tweets, drink names, porn categories that are actually legit, and then I've made one up. And the goal of both Carly and Danielle is to try and find out which one is fake. How are you guys feeling about this game so far? Are you excited?
Really excited.
I'm very pumped.
But I'm nervous.
For Florida Man.
For those of you that are fans of the show, you might remember, except not because the episode never came out, we did this in another earlier episode when we tried to have three or four guests on one episode, which was a disaster. We've had two.
That the went most fantastic. Guests,
the most guests we've had on in a title pending episode is two. We had three in the first episode, which also never aired because there were editing difficulties. And then the one with Mary and her roommate was two, and I think that was the most guests we've had. So now we're back. We have two more guests. We're ready to film, record an amazing episode. But I forgot to tell you guys the biggest part.
What?
You are competing against each other, right? However,
yeah.
You're not just playing for fun.
Your prize?
Because this is a title pending production, you two are competing for a major cash prize.
Wow.
How much?
I need money. You two will be competing for not one. Not
$2?
Two, not three, not even four, but five whole dollars, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that's so generous.
That won't even buy me a drink in Chicago. But I appreciate it.
I don't even think I can get a coffee with $5. Maybe a Dunkin' coffee.
Listen,
I was about to say probably Dunkin'.
Times yeah. are tough. We don't advertise. We have to work with what we've got. So are you two ready to play? One of these things is not like the other.
I'm ready.
Sir.
We are going to, I mean, I'm thinking of a number. One or two. Carly. Actually, wait, I'll flip a coin. You guys can't see it, but it's a big, or the listeners can't see it. It's a big Pokemon coin. Since Carly, you're the co-host, we will let our guest call the coin toss in the air. Danielle, are you ready to call the coin toss?
Yeah.
When it's in the air, okay?
Okay. Heads.
It is heads.
Oh.
Danielle will get to pick the first category. Danielle, would you like me to refresh you in the categories?
Yeah.
Our categories today are Kanye tweet, drink names, porn category, politician names, medical conditions, minor league sports teams names, animals, video game titles, subreddits, and Florida Man headlines.
I kind of want to start off with animals. I feel like that's one of the easier categories.
Animals is a good one. Animals is a good one.
Wait, so how does this work? Do I answer first, and if I get it wrong, Carly gets to guess?
So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Ready? I will read out the four, and then I will allow each of you to ask one question. Okay? So, like, if you think it's between choices A and B, you can say, where in the world is B found? And if I have that on the website where I found these names, I will tell you. But if not, I'll just be like, it doesn't say.
Okay. Right? So are we going to answer at the same time, or are we going to text?
Because you chose the thing, you tell me which one you think is fake. You're trying to find the fake one.
Yeah.
Right? So because you picked, I'll read out the things. You will ask your question. Carly will ask your question. You will say which one you think is fake. If Carly agrees with you, she can pick the same one, or she can pick a different one. If you both get it right, you both get a point. And it's whoever has the most points at the end.
Okay. So, good. Okay.
Are you ready to hear the animals for today?
Yeah.
Our first animal, A, I'm going to read them off to you. Is the fake animal A, the screaming hairy armadillo? Is it B, the paradoxical frog? Is it C, the mammoth earthworm? Or is it D, the striped pajama squid? I can read those again for you if you'd like me to.
Damn, that last one is rough.
Do you have any you'd like me to repeat, Danielle, or any question you'd like to ask?
Is the animal a mammal?
No, you have to ask, like, a clarifying question about any of the things, not about, like...
God damn it. Okay. So, can I ask where the animal is found?
Well, you have to ask about one of the four.
Oh!
So, like, if you don't think it's the screaming hairy armadillo, you could be like, Charlie, where is the screaming hairy armadillo found? And I would either have to make something up, or I would look on the website and tell you, right?
And see if it sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, if you don't believe it, you can be like, well, that sounds fishy.
Oh, so this is kind of like, sort of, name? That Howie Mandel show on Netflix.
Yes. Deal or No Deal.
It's called
That's
bullshit.
What I thought of.
And you like they have like three judges, and like they can either say the person is bullshitting their answer to the trivia question or that telling the truth.
Then yes. So you get to ask one question. Would you like me to read the names again for you?
One more time. Sorry.
We have A, the screaming hairy armadillo. B, the paradoxical frog. C, the mammoth earthworm. Or D, the striped pajama squid. Also, if I'm laughing, that's no indication, because they're all stupid.
Yeah. Where's the striped pajama squid found in the ocean? Like, at what level?
Well, that's very...
The seabed.
Like, is it a deep sea animal, or is it, like, found in the tropics, or, like, what? I don't know.
The squid, no?
Doesn't really say.
Swings from trees.
Okay. I'm gonna take a guess and say it's probably not this animal, then, if you're looking this intently.
I can give you a fun fact about it.
Okay.
This squid is also notable for its mild poison.
That sounds very legit.
That's about it.
This sounds legit to me.
That's legit? Oh, so what is your guess?
We'll
let Carly ask your question first so you can get a little more information.
All right.
Oh, shit, I didn't have a question ready. well, I do, but I don't. Even if it was real, I don't know if it would be on the site.
Okay.
Don't know the definition of paradoxical.
I don't either. I don't. Let me see if it's on the site.
Like a paradox.
That's why I feel like
I feel like I know what a paradox is, but I couldn't describe it.
That's why I feel like I would make that one up.
Oh, it's paradoxical because the tadpoles measure a whopping 10 inches long, but the full-grown adults are only a quarter of that length. So it doesn't really make sense.
What was the first one again?
The screaming hairy armadillo.
Can that count as my question? I don't really have one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use
that. Danielle? I think that was a good question. It was technically clarifying. Yeah. So
which do you think is fake?
What was the third one again?
The mammoth earthworm.
Got my answer.
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one, I'm not gonna lie.
I have a feeling they're all gonna be this tough.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Howie Mandel.
It's okay.
I think
train was in the background.
I think I've got my
yeah,
answer.
It helped.
Which do you think is the fake one, Danielle?
I'm gonna go with A, the armadillo.
The screaming hairy armadillo. Carly, yeah. Which one are you gonna lock in?
That was mine.
I was gonna go same one.
A.
I can confirm with both of you that the fake answer was the mammoth earthworm.
God damn it, that was my second.
The screaming armadillo is correct. I can read you the Wikipedia breakdown of it. It sounds like the kind of offhand insult you'd hear in a Disney TV sitcom. Gosh, Mom, don't have a screaming hairy armadillo. But, and then it says it's whatever its scientific name is, a real animal and one that lives up to its name. The armadillo's back plates are covered with long, bristling, vaguely unattractive strands of hair. That's just rude. And it has an unnerving habit of squealing loudly when threatened, or even so much as looked at. Fortunately for the tender ears of the indigenous people of South Central South America. That's a weird... South Central South America? The screaming hairy armadillo is also
South
very
Central,
small.
South
barely
Central
a foot
just
long,
means
2 or 3 pounds.
It's like
so
it's south
the
of the central
the
part of
stupid.
Central America. So that would
so
be like Argentina.
Central. Guys,
but then
just
it's
so you know,
north of the south.
Just so you know, we're still riding 0-0.
All right. Okay. My game.
Carly, you are up next on for your selection.
I would like the porn categories.
Porn categories. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to really answer questions about this. I guarantee you, you don't. So
well,
our porn categories...
You can answer them based off personal experience, so...
Okay. Our porn categories are A, milking porn, B, Santa Claus porn, C, fish porn, or D, Japanese newscaster porn. I do have these pulled up. Not the porn, but the, like, I
I'm
going to
be honest.
Strangest kinds of porn.
I've already got it between two.
Okay. Carly.
Me too. That's what I was about to say.
What question do you have? I'll see if I can answer it.
Alright. So does fish porn, is that something that occurs underwater, or does it involve a live fish? Or like what makes it fish? What's the fish aspect of it?
It's fish either like blowing you or like sucking on a penis, you know, or something of that nature.
Yikes. What was
Danielle?
The second one again? I just forget.
The list
my
were... Whoa. Santa Claus porn was the second one.
Oh, okay.
My question was going to be about the Japanese newscaster one.
Okay.
So is this like a fantasy type setting or like is it like are the newscasters like naked or is it like actual like newscaster footage?
It's like it's not real, but it's like they're trying to actually act like it's real and they're telling news while unspeakable acts are going on. Carly, which do you think is fake?
It's really tough for me between B or C. Okay. Because I feel that the newscaster, I could unfortunately
envision...
That
sounds so specific.
Yeah,
it's like,
but I feel
it's
like
too
exists.
Specific for Charlie to make it up.
I don't know.
I have
it,
a twisted
right.
mind.
I'm going to go with C, fish, because who's trying to bang a fish? And that
fair
is
question. Very
harming
fair
animals.
You'd be surprised.
We here at Title Pending are very against
animal
abuse.
Yeah, but at
abuse.
Least... Wait, I have another clarifying question before I make that my definite.
Okay, fair enough.
Where you're looking for these categories, which site are you on?
I wasn't actually. I just Googled 12 of the strangest kinds of porn that people search for. I didn't actually go on
okay.
porn websites.
So now that's concerning to me because I was imagining you were on like Pornhub
no,
or something.
I don't
and I'm
look
like, why would
up.
They promote animal porn?
Yeah, so.
Bestiality. Damn, that's tough.
Are you sticking with fish porn? Okay.
This is a really hard one.
Tanya?
I'll be pissed.
I don't want to pick the same as Carly, but I was leaning towards fish porn too. I feel like the Japanese newscaster, that was my other choice. And Santa Claus porn, I feel like, definitely exists because it
definitely
exists. Like, I think it's usually when, like, Santa Claus, like, comes into the house and, like, has sex with a mom or something. So I feel that, like, that definitely exists. So
it's giving I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. That was my first thought. So I think I'm going to go with Carly and say fish porn.
Fish porn. So both of you are going fish porn. Sometimes it's smart to just try and lock down a point if you're very, like, confident in that answer. However, I have something I need to tell both of you.
We're both wrong.
You remember how the title of the game is one of these things is not like the other?
Yeah.
All four of these are real porn categories.
Oh.
Carly.
I saw fish, Santa Claus, Japanese newscaster. I'm like, I have to put all three of these. I also think it's funnier to listen to you two debating about which porn category is fake when they're all real.
That's right. To be fair, it's not like the others because it's bestiality.
I have something to say now because with the bestiality point.
Yif porn is also on the list.
What's that?
That's like furries. People dressed as furries. So it's not technically bestiality, but kind of is.
Right, but with the bestiality part, after I already gave my answer, I started thinking of something that, since you weren't just on Pornhub, you were just looking them up on the internet, and the internet is a scary place.
Very much
I was thinking of, as soon as I locked my answer, I forget the name of it, but it's something that apparently it's stereotyped with gay men to do, that
bears?
They get a hamster and stick it up their ass, and it, like, nibbles on the inside.
No, Biscuit.
I've heard of that. That's another one.
Biscuit, no.
No, I've definitely heard of that.
So now that I was thinking of that, I'm like, okay, fish isn't that far off to let some swim. Fish swim.
I've never seen the video. I've heard around, like, you know how, like, when you're sitting at lunch with the boys in middle school, they start talking about some weird stuff.
Yeah.
One of my friends told me, I'm not gonna say his name, but one of my friends told me that. She saw a video of a woman with eels swimming inside her vagina.
I feel like I've heard of that on A Thousand Ways to Die.
Real weird. Real weird.
My one of my professors was on A Thousand Ways to Die.
I knew that was coming as soon as she said that.
Yeah, it's like a 15-second clip of him, like, talking about wind.
Like, confirming something because he's an expert.
Yeah, he's an atmospheric expert. Scientist.
He's a wind professor.
It makes perfect sense. I'm going to have him for dynamics next semester.
Fun. So silly.
That's not going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. So score still stands.
So what's the scoring on that? That's bullshit.
You guys get nothing. It's 9 categories now.
Wait, so that was a bullshit question?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was writing that.
I'm so excited for that.
But technically, I feel like we're right because that's the one that's not like the others.
Well, you could say that about anything. Definitely. One of these, you're having sex with Santa Claus, and three of them you're not. So you could say that about
not
that
like
one.
Fish porn.
All right, let's keep moving on. Danielle, it is 0-0. Brand new game. Eight categories basically now instead of 10. Which one are you going with next?
Subreddits.
Reddits.
These are
very exciting. Reddit is a dark, dangerous place on the internet, right?
No, it's not.
It is, trust me. I try to choose some that are, like, relatively okay, but also, like, weird enough. So the list goes A, r/long Furbies. B, r/Amish. C, r/pocket sand. Or D, r/baseballs in my ass.
I think I've got it down to 2.
What's your question?
Again.
That about the last 2, by the way, and you were wrong both times.
I know, but I'm, like, pretty sure I'm right this time.
Okay.
Is baseballs in my ass, is that, like, what does that mean?
It is.
Is that, like, pitchers?
It's exactly what it's an, it is exactly what it is. It's an NSFW subreddit where mostly men shove baseballs in their ass.
Like, wow. What kind of picture is it? Is it like, can you see the baseball? Or is it like videos?
So, I mean, some are videos, but imagine like a guy's legs, right? Mm-hmm. And that's his butthole, and then you just see half of a baseball poking out. It's awful.
Do they pop him out? Like,
I didn't go on the subreddit for long.
Is this like under like anal gaping porn or something?
I don't know. It's a subreddit. I don't know.
Okay. How many balls can they put up their ass?
You know, we should get a guy on there. We should get him on the podcast. Carly, what is your question?
Let's do that. Wait, what were the first two again? I just forget.
r/long Furbies or r/Amish?
Long Furbies? Mm-hmm. Some reason, I feel like Amish might be a trick question because I know the whole thing with them is like the internet. They don't do it. But there might be one of just people, if they see them somewhere, like posting a picture of them or their Amish activity.
Yeah.
Like, I could totally see that existing.
I could one? Too.
r/pocket sand.
What does that mean? Okay, that's my question.
So there
the
was
fuck
a.
What does that mean?
There's a clip from, I think it was King of the Hill.
Yeah.
So one of the characters doesn't get like attacked, but like someone reaches for something. And he goes, pocket sand, and he throws sand out of his pocket in their eyes. And then people just, it's basically a meme subreddit where people just post pocket sand meme.
I think I have my answer.
Any other clarifying questions before we get on to the answers?
Nope.
What was the last one again? Oh, that was baseballs in my ass.
Baseballs in my ass.
Can I go first this time?
You're going first, but Carly, any more questions?
Oh, no, I'm good with questions.
Okay, Danielle, let's hear your answer.
I'm going with D. Baseball's in my ass.
Okay. Carly?
I was going to fucking say that, but now I don't want to. I want to pick a different one. Just this time to be different. However, I feel like Danielle's right.
That's what happened last time, though. So.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know. Can I tell you what my second choice was?
Yeah.
I was thinking pocket sand, but after he said the King of the Hill thing, I feel like I might have just made that up in my head, but I think I know the clip he's talking about.
Really? Because it made no sense to me. But I could see that existing.
I could be imagining it, but I feel like it exists. Pocket and I know sand. For a fact long Furbies exist, and I have a feeling
don't
the
know
Amish
what that
subreddit...
I've seen
pictures of long... They're like... They're Furbies, but they're, like, long.
They're, like, 15 feet long. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
So fucking
like,
horrifying.
I've seen pictures of them on the internet so many times. Like, it definitely exists.
Okay. I will also go with baseballs in the ass. I don't want to constantly keep doing the same one. But
it's okay. I did it to you last time, too. I picked the same one, so.
Fine. But I really think, out of everything, it's either... I'm between the Amish and... baseballs, but I'm gonna go
Amish could
baseballs.
Be a trick question.
It's well, either a trick or I can answer. really see people just take pictures of Amish in public or videos of them acting out because those are everywhere.
There's also like there's this guy on TikTok I follow who's ex-Amish too, and he talks about like being Amish on there, so it could also be for that too.
Yeah.
All
right.
Locking
I'm going
in our final answers.
My ass.
Both of you going subreddit D, baseballs in my ass. Yeah. I'm happy to announce both of you are correct.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm so happy I went with that.
I didn't look that one up, but I'm just going 99% sure. I really hope that doesn't exist.
Look it up right now, just in case.
Hold on, let me get over to Reddit.
Because technically it's still made up from you, but
yeah, you guys
we'll
still get the
slide.
Point.
We'll still
look up baseballs.
I'm looking it up too.
Your search histories are going to be bussing.
No, it just gives me baseball, r/home assistant, baseball.
Like it said
baseball
it came
cards,
up with nothing.
Dodgers.
Must be another Reddit page, but it has other things up your ass. I feel like baseballs.
Oh, yeah. Sharpies up my ass is an actual subreddit.
Okay. There's just not enough sell with baseballs.
Yeah. I figured I wanted to pick something that was big, but like not too like unreasonable. Because people
surprising.
Can definitely shove baseballs in their ass.
Right.
1-1 tie game. Carly, you are up next picking the category. Which do you want me to reread them for you?
Yeah.
Left on the board, we have Kanye tweet, drink names, politician names, medical conditions, minor league sports teams, video game titles, and Florida Man.
I'm going to go with drinks.
Drinks. Good choice.
Thank you.
We're starting out with these. These are some good ones. Again, these aren't like, if this isn't from a cookbook or anything. I looked up 10 drink or like 10 weirdest drinks. I got a article, 10 drink names that are oh so wrong. And that's what I'm basing these off of. Are you ready for these?
Yeah.
Our drink choices, one of which being fake actually this time. A, the screaming orgasm. B, the alien nipple. C, slap yo mama. Or D, sex on the freeway.
I feel like I've heard of, I don't want to reveal it yet, but I feel like I've heard of one of them. I do have
You're going to have to repeat those.
I'll repeat them a few times.
Yeah, when you get to me.
Is it the screaming orgasm, the alien nipple, the slap yo mama, or sex on the freeway?
Right. A question.
Yes.
The alien nipple, is this a type of drink that it's like main thing is it's served in like a bottle that has like a nipple that you can like suck on? It's like an alien teat?
No.
You can inhale?
No. No.
No, is that not its advertising point?
No. No.
What is it then? Does it have a logo?
No. It's a mixed drink. These are all
cocktails. These are all mixed drinks?
Yes. I should have said that before. These are all mixed drinks cocktails.
It's okay. Okay. Yeah, that's my question. I'm good for now.
Okay. What's in Sex on the Freeway? Because, like, everyone knows of Sex on the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in Sex on the Freeway?
So Sex on the Beach, right, is cranberry juice, orange juice, vodka, schnapps, right?
Yeah.
It, you take out the orange juice. So it's cranberry juice, Mountain Dew, because, you know, freeway is in, like, you're finding it at a rest stop. Vodka, peach schnapps. That's why it's Sex on the Freeway.
Okay. That wasn't the one I thought it was. I was just curious.
Any other we can, you can ask. Feel free to ask more questions.
I thought we only got one question, though.
But,
so yeah, can I ask what's in all of them?
Mm-mm.
No?
Just, like, simple questions. If you want, like, simple questions, like what fucking color is something, yeah, I can tell you that part.
Yeah, I do have a question about the nipple one. Is it green? It's got to be green.
Yes,
it is. Is it green?
This is a good
What makes it green, Charlie?
I was just about to ask that.
The liquid in it.
Is it the absinthe? Is it made with absinthe?
No. God, no.
I thought that made it green.
It's melon liqueur.
Oh, okay. Slap your mama?
Slap your mama.
Slap your mama.
And then what was the other one?
The final one was the screaming orgasm.
Okay.
I think it's the alien's nip.
You think there's alien not nipple enough is info fake?
I'm getting.
I'm just gonna go with the screaming orgasm. Because I have no clue, to be honest.
It's a good name for a drink.
Locking them in?
It is.
Locked in.
But I'm just gonna lock it in anyway.
So we're gonna go down the list. C, the one that no one picked. Slap your mama. Real drink.
Thank you.
Screaming orgasm. Real drink. Alien nipple. Also a real drink. Sex on the freeway. Oh. Made up.
No, you did it. Was like so convincing. I'm so pissed.
I had a feeling, though, the way he said it so convincing, I'm like, that's almost like he wrote down the Mountain Dew part just to sell it. I was thinking that. Because I thought the freeway
I didn't think about it correct.
Oh. I'm like, nah. I'm trying to think about Charlie.
You really too. That was a good one.
I'm telling
that
you, was I'm a really good one. I'm good at this.
That was very good.
We're stuck at 1-1.
You were probably smiling on the inside when I asked that question.
I was. I'm like, oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
I'd like to try that drink, though.
The sex on the freeway? The
freeway?
Yeah.
That would be
cranberry juice and what kind of Mountain Dew? Just any kind of Mountain Dew?
I don't know. I think standard
would be the best.
Oh,
but the only issue is you get peach schnapps. I don't know if peach schnapps would go well with Mountain Dew and cranberry juice. You do? Worth a shot. Yeah. We should.
I feel like if it was a different flavor of Mountain Dew, maybe.
I think we should get that trending. We should get Sex on the Freeway, the new mixed drink, going.
Yeah, it's a good we can make it a drink.
That's what I'm saying. Serve it with like a bag of like Cheetos on the side. Or just like Takis. Other gas station chips. Yeah. So we're stuck at 1-1 with how many categories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to go.
This is a lot harder than I thought it would be. Like a lot harder. Listen,
it's the second big, or it's actually the biggest prize we've ever given away on Title Pending History. So
I know. It can't be easy. I'm feeling a lot of pressure.
Danielle, you're up for the next choice of category.
We do Kanye tweets.
Kanye tweets. This is another good one. I like this one.
Wonder
a
why
lot.
You gagged.
I can't really, like, the issue is you're not really going to be able to ask questions because, like,
I can't ask be, what day it was tweeted.
No, because
that's
I would just
bullshit.
I would just get it wrong, you know? You just have to, like, take it based on what it is, okay? And then after I can go through
it's
and
the
tell
content.
You when they said it.
No questions? Is that what we just said?
Oh, wait, I don't even have it pulled up. Yeah, no like, questions. I don't have the actual dates.
Can I ask? The made-up one, is it an actual tweet, just not by Kanye, or did you completely make it up?
No, I just made it up. I wrote something, and I'm like, yeah, Kanye would say that.
Okay. I feel like this one might be easy. I don't know, though.
Our tweet choices.
I think so.
Oh, but I will also say, even if you were to, like, look them up, I think two of the real ones were deleted afterwards, so it, like, you know what I mean? A. Yeah. This is a bit of a long one. This is the longest tweet we've got. A, I've got a new challenge for everybody today. Pick somebody that you had an argument with that you think you hate. Maybe even someone you haven't spoken to in years. And contact that person and tell them I love you. Very nice and wholesome, right?
Yeah.
B, ... On another note, can bra be the female version of bruh?
That was stupid.
C, is it me or does Kris Jenner look like that sloth from Ice Age? And then D, I make awesome decisions in bike stores. Some dumb choices.
That's funny.
Talk me through it, Danielle. Talk me through your decision so far.
I'm kind of leaning towards C, but he would say something like that about Kris Jenner. And she kind of does look like Sid. So
I had to look at a picture of her when I was.
That was hard. I feel like B is something you would say though. That's 100% something you would say.
That is not true. On another note, can bra be the female version of bra?
That is something you would say to me.
Can't you just envision or hear him saying bra?
Yeah, I can see that.
I feel like D is 100% real.
And A
is too wholesome to come from you too. So
also too long for him to write, like pretty quick.
This was the first. This was the first thing I pulled, by the way.
Even though C was my initial thought, I'm gonna go with B.
On another note, can bra be the female version of bra?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair, guys. Carly, walk me through your decision.
Right. Yeah, I was between B and C as well. I had the same thought process of everything as everything. That was mentioned. The bra thing, though, that really sounds like it can come from you. I can't hear that from Kanye's, like, you know, thumbs in comparison to the other ones.
Fair enough,
however, Ice Age comment, like, I feel like I've heard that, but I don't know if it was from Kanye. I feel like I've just heard that's a meme that someone said about Kris. And also, to be different, I might lock in with that one. C.
We are locked in.
Boy.
Danielle going with another note. Can bra be the female version of bra? Carly,
so like, do we think he's watched Ice Age?
I bet you he has. He's a big fucking.
He knows the guy. Wait, did he?
No,
say
he just says that sloth. No, he says that sloth.
Can I tell you why I backtracked?
Do you
want to
change
initially picking? I was gonna pick C, and then as I thought through more, that's why I chose B. Tweeted something about, like, that bitch Stormy. So I feel like he would say shit like that about his family.
That bitch Stormy.
Yeah. So that's why I'm going to stick with B.
Are we locked in? Yes, yeah. Everyone's locked in.
Yeah, I'll stay with C. That's a good point, though.
Danielle went with,
on another note,
can bra be the female version of bra?
Bitch Stormy.
Carly went with, is it me or does Kris Jenner look like that sloth from Ice Age? One of you is correct. The fake Kanye tweet is C, is it me or does Kris Jenner look like that sloth from Ice Age?
You fucking got me.
Yes.
I'll give that one to you.
Carly
that was
up
really good. That was
a great one.
That was
going
was a
to
good
pick
one.
B.
Proud of that.
If you
one.
Didn't go first, if you didn't go first, I would have picked B. I think.
I think if you had picked B, I would have picked C. Yeah. So.
It's a good tweet.
One of them.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm proud of. I'm that proud of that. I think that's funny. I think that's funny. So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories left. We are halfway through. The score is 2-1, Carly.
Ooh.
Carly, you are up next to select category as well. What are we going with?
What's the medical one?
Do you want me to read you what we have left?
Yeah.
Politician names, medical conditions, minor league sports teams, video game titles, or Florida Man headlines?
Go with medical conditions. I'm happy.
Medical
with that
conditions. Again, these are all looked up from the site, the source, Medical News Today. So, reliable source. Okay. Our choices are A, foreign accent syndrome, B, overgrowth syndrome, C, fatal familial insomnia, or D, fish odor syndrome. Feel free to ask.
I definitely
questions.
Feel like yeah. fish odor is a nickname for the actual disease or medical condition. Is that true?
No. Wait, let me check.
Not the nickname?
Yes, yes. Colloquially known as fish odor syndrome.
What were...
Read them one more time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Foreign accent syndrome, overgrowth syndrome, fatal familial insomnia, or fish odor syndrome.
Does fatal familial insomnia, is that genetic, or does like your entire family die in their sleep? I'm confused.
It is a genetic degenerative brain disorder in which people experience increasingly severe forms of insomnia.
Right, I'm going with the foreign accent. For some reason, it's calling my name.
I'm not going to pick that one just based on the fact that I feel like that's probably a real thing because like neurologically that could totally be a disorder, especially considering like Tourette's is a thing.
What they use
I'm
the
not
term
gonna pick
foreign
that.
Foreign accent though, like the term
yeah.
doesn't seem legit.
What was
that's why I'm like they wouldn't specify with foreign. They would like probably put it to a category or like a even like a race or something more specific than just foreign. Knowing titles.
I don't know. No. I also don't want to pick the same one as you, just to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. So, so it was like the familial sleep?
Fatal familial insomnia.
And so then funny. The fish odor syndrome? Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one?
Overgrowing syndrome.
Overgrowing syndrome? That's it?
That's what it's called.
Is that when... Okay, so I know that's a real thing in a sense because, but I don't know if that's the actual term for it. Because, like, I know there's a thing. I also know there's, like, a thing called, like, precocious puberty where, like, babies have,
yeah.
like, a tumor and then they, like, start puberty as, like, babies.
There's a lot of terms for, like,
and they grow. Really, I actually think I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Just because.
Also real. So the correct answer, so it's, I guess the fake answer, is the overgrowing syndrome.
That's bullshit.
No one asked.
I thought that would be real because it was like growth.
That is a real thing though. Like, some people do.
No one asked me about it.
I think it's called, it might just be called gigantism, honestly.
But you didn't.
Yeah, it is a real condition.
You didn't hear my definition.
Because you never told us your definition.
You didn't ask for the definition.
What was it? What was it?
It is a genetic disorder which causes your pubic hairs to grow at 4 times the rate as a normal human.
Are you serious?
That's what the definition would have been. No one asked for it.
If we didn't ask for it, we would have both gotten it correct.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. And if the queen had two balls, she'd be the king, Danielle, but you know.
That's not true. She would be intersex.
Fair enough. Scores remain 2-1. This is the lowest scoring game of one of these things. Is not like the other we have ever had.
It's hard. Okay.
It is difficult.
Who's up next? Danielle, you are picking between Florida Man headlines, video game titles, minor league sports teams, and politician names.
I want to get politician names out of the way because I think this one's either going to be interesting or boring. So
good.
Yeah,
choice.
I agree.
So these are most likely people you've never heard of, correct?
I have a question before we even start.
Yes.
Are these like American politicians or like global politicians?
I looked up. It's BuzzFeed News, so it's.
Oh,
legit.
That's a very reliable source.
It's it's the 31 weirdest political names of all time. So mostly U.S.
Is it on a local? National, like
US.
Federal.
I was gonna say,
state,
is it a small scale?
U.S. Anywhere in the
so
U.S.
So it can be a state or.
That, it can be.
You didn't bother to check?
No. I'm looking at them now. They go all the way from like governor to the Democratic.
Yeah, governor is state.
U.S. representatives.
Okay.
Congress members. Oh my god, there's one I didn't even use. Robin Rape, a constable in Texas. That's
a constable
awful.
Is on
That's
a local
awful.
Level, right?
Harry Balls.
That's a real
mayor
one.
Of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I know that's a real one.
There's one that it's I didn't use because it's there's one from Australia that I didn't use. Yes, all the ones I used are U.S.
Okay.
Are you ready for the list?
I'm so ready.
Good list. Our list starts off with A. Dick Sweat. You can ask for the spelling. I'll give you the spellings as well. Dick, as you would spell it, sweat, S-W-E-T.
It's bad either way. It's Dick Sweat or Dick's is wet. Either one's bad.
Next, William.
Dick Sweat.
William Benjamin Dover. C, Twinkle Andreas Kavanaugh. Or D, Frank Schmuck.
I already think I have an answer.
Do you have any questions?
Ready?
Ask your questions.
Ben Dover has been used as a joke so many times.
Okay.
I feel like it has to be B. And I'm sticking with it. I'm not changing my answer this time.
Would you like to ask a question about
Is he a politician on the state or federal level?
State. I will give you their positions as well if you'd like.
What's his position?
He was a former member of the California State Senate. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay. Is Carly? Dick Sweat? Is Dick short for something?
I don't think so.
Jerd.
Uh-oh.
No. I don't know.
Usually...
All I'm looking at is his name, his position, and then like a billboard. Not a billboard, like a sign. He was a former House representative from New Hampshire.
I'm sticking with B.
Carly, do you want me to tell you the titles from everyone else?
Yeah, sure. I just want to run through everyone one more time.
There is Dick Sweat, who we just went over, who is the former House representative from New Hampshire.
You said Dick isn't short for Richard, it's just Dick?
As far as I know of it is. I don't know.
It's usually a nickname.
Probably. There's Twinkle Andreas Kavanaugh, president of the Alabama Public Service Commission.
Wait, is his first name Twinkle?
Her? Yes. Yeah.
One more time? I want to hear that one more time.
Twinkle Andreas Kavanaugh, president of the Alabama Public Service Commission. There's Frank Schmuck, precinct committeeman in Arizona. And then there was the William Bendover.
Going with A.
Going with A. You think definitely Dick Sweat is fake?
I think it's Richard, and everyone's just milking the dick because it's funny.
Danielle, you are going with which?
Everyone's milking William the dick.
Bendover.
C and D, which no one picked. Twinkle Andreas Capital. Real?
Twinkle sounds real. Frank Schmuck. Yeah, that sounds very real.
Real? Dick? Mm-hmm. Sweat. Real. William Benjamin Dover is fake. We are tied up, ladies and gentlemen, with 3 to go. What happens if we tie?
This is stressful. Then we gotta split the money. Then we both get 250.
Then we get 250.
No, I'll have to come up with one more.
Like a tiebreaker or something? Yeah.
We have 3 more categories, though, so it's not over yet. Carly, your choice.
I would really love...
sports teams, video games, and Florida Man.
I feel like, okay, as much as I want Florida Man, I kind of want that to be the last.
I like that. I like that choice.
So I'm gonna go video game.
Video games. This is a really good one. I like this one a lot. I gotta look up these. Oh, I have them looked up already. Just so I can tell you what platform they were on. Cool. That this just doesn't have its platform on the thing that I found. One second.
You picked the other category.
No. We got this. Okay, hold on, let me just... Bada-bing. All right, our choices are A, Seaman, B, Big Mother Truckers 2, Truck Me Harder, C, wow. JFK Reloaded, or D, Dogfighting League 98.
Oh my god.
Dogfighting is illegal.
Yep, so it's assassinating presidents.
Does 98 stand for 1998?
Yes.
Okay, that makes
any
sense.
Any questions? I can. Do you want me to tell you the platforms they were released on as well?
Yes.
Seaman. Seaman was released on the Dreamcast. Shout
out
to Sega Dreamcast.
What the hell is that?
The Sega Dreamcast and the PlayStation 2. It was a game where you had a microphone. Like, there was a microphone adapter for the PlayStation and the Dreamcast, and you basically talked into the microphone and you tell this fish, which has a human face, what to do, and that is the Seaman. Makes sense, doesn't it? Big Mother Truckers 2, Truck Me Harder, was released for the PlayStation 2, Xbox, and Microsoft Windows. I think it was a racing game. Okay. I really don't know. It's just
truck
a fun
racing
game. Yes, it's a racing game of big rig trucks.
Okay.
JFK Reloaded was released on the PC and revolves around you assassinating President JFK.
That was a shooting game.
Yeah, it's
that.
Yeah.
When was that released?
2004.
Is it like a pixelated type game? What's it look like?
No, it's decent graphics.
For 2004.
Yeah, for 2004.
2004.
And then Dogfighting League 98 was released on the PC in 1999. It was a fucking... Where is it? Hold on. I'm on the wrong page.
I feel like if we're being in the 90s, that sounds legit.
It was in the same vein as JFK Reloaded. It was like a shock game, but you basically ran a dogfighting ring, and like you would get money in from the dogfighting, and you would upgrade the ring with more security. You'd make the like the stands better so more people could come and watch it and shit like that.
So is it kind of like a tycoon? Like a dogfighting tycoon?
Basically.
That's fucked up.
It really is.
I think I have my answer.
Walk me through it, Carly first. Carly first.
I am so conflicted because the fact that the two that I was between in general with not knowing what they were on,
mm-hmm.
they were both PC, which fucking PC can be anything, any bullshit. So, and the Truck Me Harder one, that kind of sounds legit. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's a really good name, but I think the pun
name.
Saves it from being in a like too inappropriate if it was like a kid's game.
I don't think it was a kid's game. The
probably
cover
not.
Has a woman with big boobs on it, so.
Okay. For some fucking reason, Seaman sounds so familiar. I could just be pulling that out of my butthole, but like
don't
the way
be pulling
you're
semen
it.
Out of your butthole.
Oh, Charlie.
You're the one that Anywho, said it.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. But
Any
the first
questions?
One, though, the way you described it made it sound very legit to something that sounded familiar. I think I'm going to be going with the JFK solely because... wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did the game ever get discontinued, or is it still out there to play?
I don't think it is still out there. It probably got taken down. It was on... I think it was taken down. I'm gonna be honest. I don't. I haven't looked.
When you just
the
say,
game
when you just say like PC, like where? What does that mean?
It says it was.
Is it like a disc?
I don't know.
Cause like, I feel like downloading games back then wasn't a thing. I feel like in 2004 they were all disc games if they were for PC, right?
Most of them, yeah.
All right, I'm going with JFK because.
My answer is actually different. For once.
I just feel like with the fact it's on PC, even though that kind of means like anything goes, like even the most fucked up game could be out there. That's why I was between the dogfighting and JFK.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Can I?
The year was it 2004?
2004 for JFK.
Yeah, I feel like early 2000s for like shock value games like makes sense. So that's why I'm going to go with Seaman.
Seaman?
Yeah.
Locking in? Everyone locking in?
Yes.
Yeah,
locked in.
Big Mother Trucker, the one no one picked, which I'm sad about because that wasn't the one I made, but that's a great title. Real. Seaman. Yeah. Real game.
Really?
Do you guys know the game? Do you know the game Hey You Pikachu?
I think. It
sounds
familiar.
That was a game on the Nintendo 64, which also came with a microphone like adapter, and you would say things. You'd be like, hey, Pikachu. Jump, and then the bubble would go into the game and it would go to Pikachu, and then Pikachu would jump, right? And it was the same idea, except it was literally a fish with a human's face.
Weird. I just looked, because when you were saying the fish with the human face, I'm like, I know that vision.
Seaman,
I know that fucking clip, and I just Googled it, and it's the face I was picturing.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I didn't pick that, because that's what I was imagining.
It's weird.
Yes. It's so weird.
And on the I don't know, fucking talking about real video games. JFK Reloaded sees you playing as Lee Harvey Oswald assassinating President JFK from a book depository.
Wait,
yes,
you know
real.
What? So, JFK wait, the Reloaded. Dog... Can I'm kind of mad I didn't pick the Dog Reloaded one now or probe you about this, but you said it was released in 1999, but it was 98, and usually games are released the same year with, like...
Yeah, I said it.
Like,
I said 98. I think it was released in 98.
You said it was released in 99.
Said 99.
I swear I said 98.
So that was the fake one.
Listen.
That was
it.
Dogfighting.
I heard 99.
What?
I heard 99 too.
Dogfighting League.
That shit, like,
was
that tipped me off. I was already set on Seaman.
JFK Reloaded is a JFK Reloaded is a first-person shooter, where you take control of Harvey Oswald trying to assassinate President JFK. From a book depository in Dallas, Texas.
I just need
real game.
A little pissed
Absolutely
off.
Absolutely insane. So scores remain
the
same.
Last two.
What do you mean? What?
So difficult.
It was really between the last two, but what
the PC
I
PC
I
shock
remember,
games really are.
Oh, I know. I didn't really consider that because I'm thinking about the fucking president shooting games I used to play on addicting games
what?
Or mini clips. It wasn't like you shoot them, like, killing. It was like the paintball fight with other presidents.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a play off that. That's kind of what I was imagining.
Good. That was a good one. We'll save Florida Man for last, but we're going to move on to minor league sports team names. Are we ready for this? Danielle, you are going first in question asking and locking in answers.
I feel like I stand a chance with this one, because this is something we do in our meantime. Is look up, like, weird mascots.
The mascots,
so.
Right. Minor league sports team names. I want to say that they didn't have to have these names for a full season, right?
Okay.
These could be one-off names. For example, the Rochester Red Wings, rebranded as the Rochester Garbage Plates for, like, Thursday night games, right?
Such
and that would count
name.
As
Really?
A yes, they did. So we're going to start. I also have the leagues in which they play in. and where they play as well. So if you want to ask those questions, I'll be able to tell you. Our choices, okay. Your choices are A, Norwich Sea Unicorns, B, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, C, the Carolina Disco Turkeys, or D, the Burlington Drunk Drivers.
Oh my god.
What?
Any choices? Any questions?
I do have a question about the last one.
Okay.
Is that, was that like some sort of awareness night?
Yes, they had an awareness night against drunk driving, so they changed
but
the name.
Why?
Drivers. I don't know.
Is Who approved that?
I don't know. It's a horrible name.
It's so horrible, I kind of believe it.
Do you want to know what their name before they changed it for the one game was?
Yeah.
They were the Burlington Sock Puppets.
Okay, is it... So this is obviously Burlington, Vermont. Is this baseball?
No, no, it's not Vermont. North Carolina.
Is this all baseball? I thought
Burlington,
it was...
North Carolina. I will tell you... so let me go through.
Is that a real place?
Yes, it is. It is.
Are you sure?
Yes, I know.
Wait,
it's
where?
A real place.
Say it again.
Burlington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think that's real.
So the Norwich, Sea Unicorns.
Norwich?
Norwich.
Norwich. Where is that?
That is Norwich, Connecticut. They were in the Futures Collegiate Baseball League.
Sounds legit.
Next was the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
What's a sod poodle?
Banger name.
Soap.
They're minor league baseball, double A, so that's one level below.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what a sod poodle is. Prairie dogs.
It's like soap. That's what sod is.
Soap? Soap is not sod.
No, sod is like
grass.
Yeah, sod.
I'm thinking
sod.
I'm thinking sod.
The sod poodles are prairie dogs dressed to the nines in full Texas cowboy attire.
In what state?
Texas. Amarillo, Texas.
Oh. Was that like a one-off name or?
No, that was their full name. The drunk drivers are the only ones that was a one-off name.
Okay.
Okay.
The other one is the Carolina Disco Turkeys. They're in the All-American Amateur Baseball Association from Winston-Salem,
really
North Carolina.
Name.
That is a real place. I know that for a fact.
They're all real places.
I don't think the place isn't like part of it.
Burlington, North Carolina is real.
I'm convincing myself that Burlington, North Carolina doesn't exist.
So I told you the
town
leagues.
Names.
We should have.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one too.
Danielle, you're first. What are we thinking?
I honestly have no idea. I do believe the drunk driver one. I do believe that.
I think I do too.
It just like it seems believable for some reason. So we have the sod poodles and
the North Sea Unicorns, our Amarillo Sea Sod
Unicorns.
Poodles, Carolina Disco Turkeys, and the Burlington Drunk Drivers.
Burlington one sounds so legit, unfortunately.
I know. I feel like I'm kind of between the Disco Turkey and the Sea Unicorns. Is that what it was?
Yes, Norwich Sea Unicorns.
Is that, like, what does the mascot, like, look like?
He looks like it's a narwhal, like sea unicorn.
Oh. I think I have my answer.
Like whale gear. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna lock in the Disco Turkeys.
Okay. Interesting. Carly?
Okay, so I have some more questions about the logos. That's what I keep thinking about for some reason. Disco Turkey. I am imagining like a turkey on a disco, like floor.
It is a turkey with like the, you know, the Saturday Night Fever? Like the guys in the white like tuxedos, that's what he's wearing. He's doing like the disco.
It's like John Travolta.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the drunk driving one in general, I'm just confused about that. You said it was a one-off. What was the team before?
They were the Burlington Sock Puppets. They were doing a drunk driving awareness night, which is fucked because it's a fucking collegiate league. But I mean, I guess that makes more sense. The logo, they did change those. The logo normally was like just a little sock puppet. They put the sock puppet behind like the wheel of a car. And it was just like the front of a car with the window and the steering wheel and then the sock puppet like that.
Oh my god.
It's fucked up. I'll tell you the rest. The Amarillo Sod Poodles are three. You know Doug Trio, the Pokemon?
Yes. Yes.
So imagine three little prairie dogs like that, all wearing cowboy hats.
Okay. For some reason, I think it's the last one. However, I'm just confused about the technicalities about it. So am I? Is it you like you saying that the drunk drivers was a one-off? Is that just confirming that that's like, was that one off not real then? Is that what it would be?
Are you asking, did they keep that for a whole season?
Yeah, like, was it a, it stayed? So, like,
no, anything like
did
that.
Did they actually keep that?
That's, like, I guess, say without, like, giving it away.
I feel like it's that.
That's not a
confused.
Lie. That's not a lie. That it was a one off. That's not a lie.
One-off means season.
No, it. I guess if I'm saying it was season-long or if it was a one-off, I'm not lying about that no matter what.
Okay. I feel like I want to pick that because I know there are some bizarre names. And that just seems too, like, honestly straightforward, even though it's a fucked one. Drunk Driver sounds like the most legit out of all of them, which they're supposed to be absurd.
Yeah,
usually, like, animals. Like,
I mean, what would fair enough. So, locking
it
in,
that makes sense. I don't know if my mind okay, I'm good.
That makes sense.
Locking it in,
yeah, locking drunk drivers for the win.
Kylie, that's fucked up. That's fucked
I know,
up.
It was funny, it was funny
that's
though.
It's real
right?
fucked up.
Not actually,
the funniest thing is, even if sometimes if you're fucked up, you get a point because that is correct.
Drunk drivers,
fake name, bam. The Burlington Sock Puppets were the real team. However,
they never changed it to the Burlington Drunk Drivers.
No. I looked up weird minor league sports teams, and it gave me a bunch of cool ones. There's the Florence Yalls from Florence, Kentucky. The Gastonia Honey Hunters.
That's a
from
weird
North
one.
Carolina. It's a badger. That's weird. Oh. The Binghamton Rumble
Honey
Ponies.
Badger, I get that.
I couldn't pick that one because Danielle would have known.
Yeah.
The Norwich Sea Unicorns were real. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are cool. Hartford Yard Goats, which
the
is another
one.
Famous
Jumbo
AA
Shrimp.
Team. Sod Poodles are real. Jumbo. Everything I said about them is real. The Rocket City Trash Pandas, a Madison, Alabama minor league baseball team, which is a raccoon in a trash can that looks like a rocket ship. Burlington Sock Puppets were real. Burlington, North Carolina, real place, Danielle. That's why I was so confident in it.
Okay.
And the Disco Turkeys, also real. Also, I'm going to make a slight adjustment.
Why?
So going into the final round, do you think you have an advantage going first or second? My pen just ran out. No,
personally, I like going second more. But I could also see advantages to going first.
What do you think?
I don't care either way. I can make it work.
It doesn't really matter to me. I think I'm going to let Carly go first this time.
Final round. Going into the final round, Carly is up 1 point.
So
something else. You either Carly wins or we go on to sudden death, which I would have to come up with on the spot, which would be rough. I don't even know what I would do. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Let's go. Okay. Final category. Florida Man headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you four Florida Man headlines. Again, I don't really have anything.
I used to follow the Florida Man headline account.
Oh.
But I don't think that I haven't looked at it in so long. I feel like I don't even have an advantage.
Well, there's probably so many more updated ones, too.
These are all from 2020-ish. I don't really have the story for the fake one, so I will not be expanding on the story.
Like, there's literally an Instagram account called, like, Daily Florida Man.
Did you guys hear?
Yeah.
Because I don't
have
the story for the fake one, I will not be expanding on any stories. I'm just going to give you the
You're
headline.
You're not?
No, because what am I going to write an entire fucking article for a headline that I made up?
We can't ask questions, is that what you said?
Yeah. No you questions. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
You should have been more prepared.
I can make it work, I guess.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Okay. I'm going to start. Carly, you are up. I'm going A down to D as natural progression goes. A. Meth-fueled, mud-covered, naked Florida man shakes off two tasers, bites canine, and fist-fights officer, then spits on another.
Wow.
B is Florida man awoke last Tuesday to discover another Florida man at the foot of his bed, sucking on his toes. C, Florida man wrestles alligator, tames it, and keeps it in his bathtub for a week. Or D, Florida man plans to stalk newly reopened beaches dressed as the Grim Reaper.
Lots I think I've got my answer.
Good headlines. Carly, you are
I'm just not going to overthink it. I know two of those are real.
Carly's
I do.
Do?
Because I've definitely heard of them. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know for a fact, but I'm very confident I know at least two of those I've heard of.
Shit. All right, the meth one.
Can I tell you which one I'm 100% sure
on? Don't tell Carly.
I'm sure either way.
Well, yeah, but you're locking in first, Carly.
Locking in already?
I didn't know.
I'm gonna tell Carly which one I know for a fact is real because I remember.
Bad move.
After the fact.
Okay, Carly, debate. Let me hear why you're thinking what you're thinking.
All right, the meth man sounded like quite a lot. However, I know with the Florida Man articles, they tend to be like silly with it, and they purposely add a lot too.
Yeah.
At least some of the ones I've heard. Yeah. I feel like that's real, as bizarre as it is.
Which one?
Toe one, I think sounds too like. You could totally make that up. However, I think out of all the Florida Man ones, you would see that and purposely pick that to throw me off. Maybe not with that intention, but I think that's how I'm going to say that's real. I feel like that's real. Like Florida Man on Florida Man. That's funny.
Fair.
But I think it's real. I need to hear the last two again.
The last two are Florida Man wrestles alligator, tames it, and keeps it in his bathtub for a week. Or Florida man plans to stalk newly reopened beaches dressed as the Grim Reaper.
I feel like I've heard like, the last one for sure, but the third one just sounds too common. Maybe that's why I want to pick it, is because it seems the most common. And it's also reminding me of the Atlanta episode when he keeps the...
Is that the show with Donald Glover? No. It is?
Yeah.
Donald Glover was also in Adventure Time, pretty sure.
Yes, he was. He was the male Marceline.
Yeah.
I'm also mad, though, because he left fucking Community to write Atlanta, which...
Atlanta's way better, so that's fine.
Excuse me, does Atlanta have Chevy Chase being racist and old?
He's like that in real life, though.
I know. Does Chevy Chase die in Atlanta?
Chevy Chase is alive.
No, but he dies in the show of Community.
Oh.
Yeah. Good episode as well.
He
leaves everyone, like, they have to take a lie detector test to get, like, what he leaves them in his will. And then after they get through the whole lie detector test, he gives one of the characters an iPod because he knows how much she loves music. And then he also leaves everyone a frozen cylinder of his semen, and it's just so fucking weird.
That's
great show.
You would do.
Give it a watch, Carly. Which one are you going with?
I feel like three, just because it's not the most common, or C. Or no, it seems the most common, so I feel like you wouldn't include it. I don't know why. I'm so conflicted because the Grim Reaper one just sounds. Legit. He's doing that for the summer? Is that what he said?
He plans to stalk newly reopened beaches dressed as a Grim Reaper.
Okay, I'm going with C. Lock it in.
C. Locked in.
That's not what I'm thinking. I want to pick your wording apart. For the last one, why would they report on something that says plans? Like, how would they? How would they foil his plan?
They do that a lot. If someone's talking about that doesn't make sense. Project.
Makes and sense. Okay, I know for a fact the toe sucking one is real. Can you confirm that for me, Charlie? I have 100% heard that.
That's not fair. Then she has an unfair advantage.
I can't confirm nor deny.
Oh, okay. True. Okay, can I tell you my answer is D? And then can you confirm it for me?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm locking in D, the Grim Reaper one, just based on the wording.
Also, guys, just so you know.
Okay.
Writing down a point for somebody.
I'm so scared.
Damn, those were the two I was between.
Those were the two I was between, too. But I feel like I've heard of three, too. Or C.
Anything that Gator in.
But to be fair, even D sounds like I might have heard of it, so.
I know.
This is nerve-wracking.
B is real.
Huh?
B is real.
I told you.
A, meth-fueled, mud-covered, naked Florida man.
Real.
Real.
Knew it.
Comes down to C or D. If it is.
I had heard of A, too.
D is the fake one. We are going on to Sundown. If C is the fake one.
Can you just say if we're going to Sudden Death or not?
Carly leaves the winner.
I can feel my heartbeat in my stomach.
Could be $5 richer. Life changing.
Fake answer.
I'm so nervous.
Is C?
No!
Carly wins.
Yes! Yes!
Damn it.
Carly, I'm going to give you the opportunity of a lifetime right here.
Okay.
You can A, keep your $5, right? And just walk away with it, and I will send it to you in Venmo after we finish recording. Or B, you can risk that $5 on our sudden death question. If you win, it's $10. If Danielle wins, she gets the $5.
Oh, no, because I want to make good content.
Think of the content, Carly. Think of the content.
Carly, if I ever meet you in person, I'll buy you a drink. And it'll even
out. I'm doing it.
We are moving on. Sudden death. $10.
It's for the people. We're doing this for the people.
It's for the people.
Oh, my God. I have to make another one. Another little thing.
You had something in mind, though?
Oh, yes. This requires another coin toss, though. Hmm. So, we let Danielle call the last one, we let Carly call this one. Carly, ready when the coin is in the air?
Tails.
It is heads. Danielle will be going first in our sudden death.
No!
That's okay.
Ugh.
I'm going to give you guys the question. You will have 10 seconds to come up with an answer.
10?
Yes.
Wait.
Each?
Like text it to you or something?
Or like
No. You say it out loud. You say it out loud. So I'm going to ask you a question. There are 30 answers. Every time you get one right, it's a question that's like, how many of blank per blank or something like that, right?
Oh my God. Wait, and we have to get the number right?
No, you just have to get hold on. Just wait. Let me explain. I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm sorry.
There are 30 answers, right? I'm going to ask you the top 30 blank. And you have to tell me the number, or the blank, right? Every time, it's going to be best of five. So if Danielle gets five and Carly misses one, Danielle wins, right? But if you both get five, we then go on to sudden death, where Danielle gets one, Carly has to get one. If Danielle misses and Carly gets one, it is over. Our question. Are you ready?
So how are we answering the question? That's what
you just say it out loud. Because let's say
and we're taking turns.
You're taking turns.
One
That's
at
why
a time.
Danielle is going first.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
He goes first, though.
Yes, Danielle goes first.
Oh no!
I would like to say shout out to, if anyone's listening to this, Barstool Sports did a trivia show called The Dozen. Very great show. Finished tonight. Finished their season-ending tournament. This was one of the questions on that final episode. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to give you 5 seconds because it's a relatively simple question. It's
simple. Okay.
Name the top 30 states based on automobile registrations in 2020.
California. Danielle,
registrations?
California. Oh, yes, registrations. California is correct. Danielle up 1-0. Carly.
Did you say that?
What?
She say California. It glitched.
She said California.
Right. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is on the list. Also, no repeating answers back to.
So we automatically lose if I repeat.
If you repeat, you just get an X. It's like getting.
What do you mean by registrations? Okay. Just the most cars.
Like at the DMV. Like,
when you register your car, you know the little sticker in New York that's like on the bottom just left. From New Jersey. That's registration, right?
I do know it though.
Ready. Back to you, Danielle.
Florida.
Florida is on the list.
New York.
New York also on the list. 2-2. Back to Danielle.
New Jersey.
New Jersey is on the list, ladies and gentlemen. May just also keep track of what you say, because I won't be able to remember everything.
Oh, Illinois.
Hold on, we're moving down.
Oh, Chicago.
Wait, where is it?
And like Springfield and I think.
Oh, Illinois is on the list. Illinois is on the list.
You scared the shit.
Danielle, back to you.
Michigan.
I was gonna say that.
Michigan is on the list. 4. Back to Carly.
Texas.
Texas, number 2. Whoa. We're at 8 now. 22 remaining.
North Carolina. Got some big cities in North Carolina.
How am I not being it? How can North Carolina is? I just keep missing them. To keep it alive.
So is that 5 for me?
That's 5 to keep it alive.
South Carolina.
South Carolina is sudden death. Sudden death. Danielle, up to you.
Forgetting states.
Fuck. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I
on the list.
Blanked.
On the list. Carly 5.
Ohio.
Ohio is on the list, number 3. No, number 4, I'm sorry. Back to Danielle.
Maryland.
Maryland is on the list, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't me trying to pause for dramatic effect. This is just me.
This is so scary.
Virginia.
Virginia is on the list. Oh, back to Danielle.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Hold on.
Tennessee is on the list.
Oh, thank God.
Georgia.
Georgia is on the list.
Connecticut.
Connecticut on the list, second to last.
Damn.
That's stressful.
Massachusetts?
Oh, I've got one.
It's on the list.
Oh my gosh.
Minnesota.
Minnesota also on the list.
West Virginia?
Ladies and gentlemen, Danielle is the winner.
This one wasn't fair to Carly because I know the United States so well. I love geography.
I'm so bad at geography.
Should we do, hold on, we can do another sudden death. We can do a best
for
of
me
three
to double my money?
No, we'll do a best or of three sudden death.
Best of, that's not fair. You can't change the terms after
I've
I
I've been changing the term. It's my podcast. We have the next question. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen.
No. So what are the stakes here?
It's the same thing. Right now, Danielle's up 1-0. If Danielle wins this one, Danielle gets $5. If Carly wins this, she forces number 3.
What? Force 3?
So we'll force a third sudden death question.
Okay.
This question, that question was, to be fair, more tailored towards Danielle. This question, more tailored towards Carly. I'm asking you, what? Fine, timeout. We need a timeout. Someone needs to pee. Someone needs to pee.
I'm sorry.
We will be right back after this brief intermission. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had to cut to commercial for potty breaks in the middle of our sudden death round. We are back for question 2 of our sudden death round. If you remember from 30 seconds ago, our last question was,
we need a refresher.
Most registered drivers. And to be fair, that question did favor Danielle a little bit more because she did come in second place in her geography B in fourth grade.
Bruh.
No. Seventh grade.
Sorry.
I was runner up.
First place.
Sorry. Carly, what major are you studying in?
Oh, we talk about this every single episode. I am a female film major.
That's why our next question is, we're going to start with Carly this time as well. Carly.
Is it film?
I would like you to name, or give me one of the top 30 all-time biggest blockbuster hits based on worldwide gross.
Oh, okay. Avatar.
Correct.
Damn it, that was going to be my first one. Titanic.
Titanic, correct. I don't know how weird this list is. Hold on, before you guess, it looks like it only goes up to 2019.
So oh, just okay.
Keep that in mind. Oh.
Wait, that changed my answer. Shit, I don't remember the year now.
One.
Endgame. What year was that?
Endgame was 2019.
Endgame 2019. That is
cool. I know that for a fact because I saw it in theaters with my ex.
I was so worried because I thought that, but I didn't know.
Danielle.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park does not make the list.
I was one just thinking.
For Danielle.
Yeah.
Carly, I knew that was going to happen. Lead.
Wait, is it like three strikes
kind of thing? Well, no. So it's best of five. Or it's a five, like.
Oh, so I can keep guessing?
Yeah, until it's sudden death. Okay. After five, then it's sudden death.
Okay.
So, like, wow. If Carly misses here and you get it, then it's back to even. Go ahead. Also, I want to say it's not series. It is single movies.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Frozen.
No, that was gonna be
Frozen is on the list. 3-1. This is big for Danielle. Has to get this.
I don't know. You're gonna can you please give me more time?
No, back to Carly to seal it for the win.
Lion King. I'm thinking animations now.
The original or the new one?
Definitely original.
Original?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Was it the new one? Oh, no.
Danielle, you're up. Gotta get it to stay alive.
Trying to think Disney movies.
Come on, I'm not gonna buzz you out, but say something.
Anything.
The Godfather. I don't know.
That is not correct. That is a win for Carly.
I won.
What were the movies on
the
list?
Some of the ones you guys missed: Star Wars, Force Awakens.
I don't know the names of the Star Wars movies though.
That was my next one.
Infinity War.
Oh.
Jurassic World. Not Jurassic Park. Lion King, 2019 version. So, Carly, you said Frozen, right?
Yes.
Frozen was number 16. Danielle, Frozen 2 was number 10.
Oh,
I came out with the second one.
Have you been living under a rock?
I mean, I believe you, but
Black Panther, Harry Potter, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom was also.
I didn't even think about Harry Potter.
Incredibles 2, Minions, Captain America, really? Aquaman, Spider-Man: Far From Home.
Aquaman.
I had all the Star Wars on deck. That was my next move.
And The Dark Knight Rises. So we are sudden death now.
Was Joker on there?
Joker was not on there. Or not. Okay. I don't know what this is. Okay. What?
What's next?
So this is the final round.
Okay.
Winner take all. Either Carly gets $5.
It's gotta be something neutral.
I would say this is neutral. You are both women, correct?
We do have a dress, correct.
This is about shopping. It is perfect.
Oh, you massage.
I found A-list. The top 100 retailers worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I don't know if it's worldwide.
100, though? You gotta really check.
We'll go here.
Are you going to narrow it down to like 30?
Yeah, we'll do 30, but I mean, there's going to be some
retailers. Is it like clothes or just super general stores?
Like, I'll give you some outside.
Like any
give you some
store?
Outside of the top 30. Some outside of the top 30 are like lots, Ulta Beauty,
Ulta's not in the top 30.
It's based on share of retail market. Ulta has
We're doing top 30.
1-6. Yes, this 40 is eBay. Levi's, Strauss, Under Armour, Skechers.
Oh, I'm gonna get markets,
Urban Outfitters. These are all below grocery outlet. There's some like grocery outlet stores and stuff on there as well.
Obviously, Wegmans isn't gonna be on there.
Oh no.
Just think, like, what stores do you see a lot?
Okay.
Can we get 10 seconds for this one?
Yeah, I feel like I need more time.
Sure, sure. 10 seconds. Thanks. 10
seconds. I know. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Are we ready?
I'm ready, I guess.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I have, like, two.
Who's starting? We'll flip another coin to see who starts.
Okay. I want tails.
Danielle wants tails?
Since I'm down, basically.
Tails.
Okay.
Danielle to start. Danielle,
Walmart.
Well, hold on. Let me fucking get you. Let me say go, and then you can say your answer. Ready? Go.
Walmart.
That is number one.
Oh wow! Very good.
Carly.
Shit. I had one. Macy's. Forgot it really quick.
Macy's is 26 on the list.
I was thinking clothes. Should I have you doing that?
Target. No?
Target is number 10.
Okay. I'm getting it now. Lowe's.
Lowe's is 11 on the list.
Okay.
Can I do Home Depot?
Home Depot is 7. Home Depot is 7. 3-2. Back to Carly.
CVS.
Ooh, CVS. That's a good one.
3. Tied up 3 apiece.
Walgreens.
Oh, she keeps going with my backup.
5. Back over to Carly, God. 4-3.
Best Buy.
Best Buy, 15. Ties it up. Back to Danielle, 5th round.
Dick's.
That's a good one.
Dick's Sporting Goods is number 43.
No!
For $10. Carly, it is over to you.
No.
Rite Aid? Thinking those again.
Rite Aid's going out of business.
Ooh. It is going out of business. Oh, no. Rite Aid. It is going out of business.
Was it on?
But it is also number 22.
No! Congratulations, Carly.
Carly with the win. Carly, what do you have to say for yourself?
It was a really difficult win. The team really brought out their all tonight. I'm proud how we came together, you know. It's just an emotional win. I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for stopping by to Title Pending. Make sure to spay and neuter your pets. Thank you for coming along to this episode of One of These Things Is Not Like the Other. We're workshopping the name, but we'll get there eventually.
More catchy next time.
Would you guys like to say anything? Danielle, as the biggest loser, would you like to say something?
Aww. I have a tendency to come in second place historically with the forecast contest, with the geography be. So I am totally okay and used to this. Completely fine.
Carly, do you want to drop your Venmo on the thing right now?
I do. It's just my full name. No spaces, no nothing. Just my name. Everyone nice. Send me money.
So for those of you that heard it, just to recount what it is beep. That's getting bleeped. No free ads. Not even your Venmo.
It was my full name, right? That's your rule.
No, that's not why. I just don't want you to get money.
It's my full name, guys. If you know me, send it to me.
Or don't, you know.
Please.
Her name's actually Charlie, and then my last name, which is weird. Why that she'd make that her Venmo. But anyway, thank you for stopping by for the Title Pending podcast. I've been your host, Charlie, along with my co-host, Carly.
Hello. Goodbye.
And our wonderful guest, Danielle.
Is that it?
That's where you say something. No, you say something.
I thought you were going to say my last name and you forgot how to pronounce it. No, oh, it was a pleasure coming on the show. I get really nervous, so thank you for encouraging me to do this, Charlie. Yeah, I have really bad social anxiety.
Before we left, Danielle's like, what are we going to talk about? We need a topic. We started planning this 15 minutes before we recorded, and this is going on an hour and a half now. So yeah.
You are amazing, Charlie. I really admire your ability to think on the spot. As well.
Why, thank you. Why, thank you. My ego's big enough, guys. You don't need to keep doing that. But thank you.
Be humbled.
Until we meet again, we have been the Title Pending Podcast. We love you, and peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Some sunny day.